The Luminous 100. Luminous Internal Family Systems by Emmanuel Santa Anna. Luminous Prosperity. The Luminous Map, Navigating Internal Family Systems as a Living Architecture. Voice, Emmanuel. Generated from the prompt, Luminous Internal Family Systems, the Inner Family as a Living, Governable System.
Contents.
1. The Luminous Foundation. 2. Emergent Self, Dissipative Minds. 3. The Inner Family as a Living System. 4. Healing as Aperture, Moving Beyond the Ego's Grip. 5. Clearing the Path, From Blockage to Flow. 6. Play, Lila, and Evolutionary Intelligence. 7. The Radiant Self, Governance, Complexity, and the Way Forward. The Luminous Foundation, Tuning Fork. Haiku. Spring rain on stone. Water finds its way. Carving. Luminous paths deep.
Guot.
Reality is a play in which the player participates. Emmanuel Santa Anna, The Living Architecture of the Self, forthcoming. Parable, The Gardener and the Stone. In a quiet valley, there lived an old gardener known for his ability to coax life from even the most barren of soils. One day, he was given a task, to plant a tree in a patch of land that had been cracked open by a great storm. The crack ran deep and jagged, and many would have seen only waste, something broken beyond repair. The gardener did not rush. He knelt, studied the fissure, and then began his work not with haste, but with deep reverence. He whispered to the earth as he worked, his hands moving with precision yet also playfulness, as if dancing with the soil itself. Over time, a sapling emerged, not from force, but from patience, from aligning with the natural rhythms of growth. Years later, travelers would come to this spot, marveling at the tree that stood where once there was only a crack. They asked the gardener how he had done it. He smiled and said, "I did not heal the stone. I learned to dance with its edges."
Structure et technique, clearing aperture.
Practice 1. The breath of play. Begin each day by taking 3 deep breaths. With each inhale, imagine drawing in light or energy. With each exhale, release any tension or resistance. As you do this, allow a sense of playfulness to enter your body. It doesn't have to be laughter. It can be the lightness of a child building a sandcastle or the curiosity of exploring an unknown path. Practice 2. The map and the territory. Write down 3 apertures in your life. Places where you feel stuck, resisted, or closed off. These could be emotional, physical, or mental. Next to each aperture, sketch a simple map representing how you might navigate around it or through it. The map is not about solving the problem, but about seeing new possibilities. Practice 3. Daily play. Set aside 10 minutes each day for unstructured play. This could be drawing, dancing, building something with your hands, or even playing an instrument. The goal is not to produce anything specific, but to engage in the joy of creation without attachment to outcome. These practices scale over time. Start small, and as you grow more comfortable, allow them to deepen and expand in complexity. Luminous definition, aperture. Luminous definition, aperture. A cleared space or opening in the self, through which reality's healing energy flows without resistance. It is not created by force, but emerges when one aligns with the natural rhythms of existence, allowing the cosmic and the mundane to intersect playfully. 3 appreciative questions.
Start.
What is a small aperture in your life that you've unknowingly cleared, allowing light or joy to enter more easily? Middle searing. Where do you resist the idea that healing comes not from your effort, but from your willingness to play with what is?
And
if you were to see your inner family as a living system, what would it look like if you aligned with its natural rhythms rather than forcing it into shape? The body, centered on Lila. Lila, the divine play of reality, is not just a metaphor. It is the operating system of evolution itself. It is the emergent self. Dissipative minds. Tuning fork. Haiku. Dissipative mind. Water shapes itself around stone. Play carves the canal.
Guot.
The self is not a thing to be fixed, but a system to be navigated, like a river finding its way through canyons. Emmanuel Santa Anna, citation needed. Verify or refine. Parable: The River and the Banks. Once, there was a river that flowed through a valley, carving its path not by force, but by yielding to every stone it met. The stones did not resist. They simply were. And so, the river shaped itself around them, smoothing edges here, deepening pools there. One day, a wise traveler asked the river, "Why do you always change your course? Why are your banks never fixed?" The river replied, "I am not the one who changes me. I am the way things become. When you step into me, you think you guide me, but it is I who guide you through the very act of flowing." The traveler walked along the bank for a long time, watching as new pebbles appeared where there had been none before, and old paths silted up only to be reborn elsewhere. The river did not preach about its ways. It simply was, in its eternal dance of emergence. And so, the traveler learned that the self is not a thing one holds, but a landscape one traverses, always shifting, always alive, like the banks of a river shaped by the water itself.
Structure et technique, clearing aperture.
One daily check-in, 5 minutes. Place a hand on your heart and another on your belly. Notice the space between them, the aperture where parts of you meet. Ask, which part of me wants to speak today? Let an image, word, or sensation arise without judgment. 2. Playful mapping weekly. Draw a landscape representing your inner world, mountains for defenses, rivers for emotions, bridges for connections between parts. Observe how paths shift over time, like a river carving new channels. 3. Dissipative journaling, monthly deepening. Write without structure, letting thoughts flow like water. Notice where resistance arises, e.g., I don't want to write about X, and observe the part that resists. Over time, you'll see patterns, like eddies in a river, that reveal the hidden structure of your mind. Luminous definition. Dissipative mind. A mental system that maintains its coherence, like a living organism, by continuously dissipating energy, not by resisting change, but by flowing with it. It is the state of being where thought and emotion emerge like patterns in water, shaped by friction and release. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start easy. What part of you feels most alive right now, even if it's small? 2. Middle, searing. Where in your life have you tried to force the river to flow in a straight line, only to watch it carve its own path around you? 3. And appreciative. How can you surrender just one more inch to the natural movement of your mind today? The body, Lila, as the water of mind. Healing is not an act of the will, nor is it a battle against oneself. It is a property of reality, like gravity or light refraction. It moves through cleared apertures, where the mind can flow without resistance. Every tradition speaks of this in its own way. The Taoist concept of Wu Wei, effortless action. The Buddhist notion of impermanence, anicca. The Stoic idea of a more fatty, love of fate. But these are mirrors, not maps. The map is found in complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, and autopoiesis, the way systems maintain themselves by constantly dissolving and reforming. Your mind is a dissipative structure, a living system that thrives at the edge of chaos. When it is clear, not in the sense of being empty, but in the sense of having open channels, it can play with reality, like water finding its level. This is Lila, divine play, not as frivolity, but as the serious work of emergence. It is how new forms arise, not by forcing, but by yielding. In internal family systems, IFS, we speak of parts, managers, exiles, protectors, but these are not fixed roles. They are like eddies in a river, forming and dissolving based on the current flow. The emergent self is not a single entity you possess. It is the pattern that emerges when parts are no longer at war with each other, but move in harmony, like water around stones. This is where healing happens, not by forcing parts to change, but by clearing apertures, allowing the river of consciousness to flow freely. The law of attraction is not a magic trick. It is the way systems, including minds, naturally move toward stability through play. When you align with this movement, when you stop trying to fix yourself and instead observe how your parts dance, you enter Lila. Pain as a signal, not a sentence. Pain is often seen as something to be eliminated, but in a dissipative system, it is a signal, a way to know where energy is stuck. The work is not to eliminate pain, but to clear the aperture so that energy can flow through it without resistance. This is not masochism. It is the wisdom of self-organization. For example, a manager part, e.g., I must always be in control, may arise because an exile part, e.g., I am not enough, was once too loud. The solution is not to banish the manager, but to play with it, to ask, what would happen if you loosen your grip just a little? When the manager surrenders its rigidity, the exile no longer needs to shout. Both parts can then participate in the larger dance of Lila. This is evolutionary intelligence, the mind's ability to adapt not by force, but by play, like a child exploring a new environment, curious and unguarded. 7 7-second sentences. 1. The self is not a thing. It's a verb emerging. 2. Pain is not your enemy. It's your river guide. 3. Healing is clearing apertures, not forcing change. 4. Lila is the play where parts learn to dance together. 5. Your mind is a dissipative structure. Thrive at the edge of chaos. 6. Surrender 1 inch. The rest will follow like water. 7. Every tradition mirrors what you already are. Play with it. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible. The river breath daily. Sit comfortably and place a hand on your belly, the other on your heart. Breathe deeply, imagining your breath is water flowing through you. With each exhale, notice where you feel resistance, e.g., tightness in the chest. Don't force release. Just observe like a river around a stone. Ask gently, which part of me feels stuck here? Duration, 3 to 5 minutes. 2. Deepening. Mapping a landscape, weekly. Draw a landscape representing your inner world. Mountains equals defenses or managers. Rivers equals emotions or fluid parts. Bridges equals connections between parts. Deserts equals numbness or exiles. After drawing, walk around it metaphorically. Where do I feel most alive? Where is the ground unstable? Duration, 15 to 20 minutes. Deepening question. Which part of me is trying to hold this landscape in place? What if it let go? 3. Advanced, dissipative dialogue monthly. Choose 2 parts that feel at odds, e.g., a critical manager and a hurt exile. Write a dialogue between them, but do not resolve it. Let the conversation reveal the hidden structure, e.g., how the manager's rules protect the exile. Then, rewrite the scene where they play together. Perhaps the manager protects the exile in a new way. Duration, 30 plus minutes. Advanced question. What would Lila look like if these parts danced instead of fought? Citations. 1. Santa Ana quote. Citation needed. Verify or refine attribution. 2. Dissipative structures. Prigogine, I, and Stenga's I, 1984. Order out of chaos. Manchester University Press.
3 autopoésies, Maturana, H, et Varola, F, 1987.
The Tree of Knowledge. Rydell. 4. Internal Family Systems, IFS Schwartz, R. 2020. Internal Family Systems Therapy. Guilford Press. This chapter now stands as a complete holon. It introduces the concept of emergent self and dissipative minds through metaphor, definition, practice, and teaching, all centered on Lila, divine play, as the mechanism behind evolutionary intelligence. It avoids preaching by using stories, questions, and exercises that. The inner family as a living system. Tuning fork. Haiku. Winter's silent breath. A single crackle ignites the forest. Lila dances there.
Quoth,
the universe is not only stranger than we suppose, but stranger than we can suppose.
JBS halt Anna.
Parable, the village of echoes. In a village nestled between misty mountains, each household had its own rhythm, some bustling with activity, others quiet and reflective. The villagers never spoke of the village as a whole. They only knew their own homes, their neighbors' voices, and the paths that connected them. One day, a traveler arrived and asked, "How does this village function without a leader?" The villagers laughed. One said, "The paths guide us." Another added, "The rivers decide where we build." And an elder, smiling, said, "We listen to the wind." The traveler realized then that the village was not governed by force or rule, but by the interplay of its parts, each home, each path, each voice contributing to a harmony no single person could control. The village thrived because it moved like water, fluid, adaptive, and always in motion. Structure and technique. The map of parts. This system operates best when approached with simple, scalable practices. 1. Mapping. Identify 3 parts, e.g., protector, creator, critic. Observe their interactions without judgment for 5 minutes daily. 2. Resonance. Tune into 1 part daily. What does this part want to express? 3. Flow. Map 5 parts over a week. Notice how they shift like planets in orbit. Scaling. Beginner. Identify and track 1 part. Intermediate. Map 3 parts and observe dynamics weekly. Advanced. Explore shifts during stress or creativity, e.g., journal changes. Luminous definition. Luminous system. A dynamic, self-organizing network of parts, subpersonalities, instincts, or roles that governs identity and behavior. It operates like an ecosystem. Parts emerge, interact, and dissolve in response to internal and external stimuli, revealing deeper patterns of selfhood. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. What part of me has been waiting to speak, but I've been too busy to listen? 2. Middle searing. If my inner family were a city, which streets would I have avoided, and what treasures lie there? 3. End. How might my life shift if I treated my parts not as enemies or burdens, but as allies in this dance? The body. The inner family as Lila. The inner family isn't a static model. It's a living system, governed by the same principles as ecosystems or galaxies. This system operates on Lila, the divine play of reality, which is the third factor in emergent systems, after self-organization and evolutionary intelligence. Lila isn't whimsy. It's the mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction. Healing here isn't an act of the self, but a property of reality. When apertures, openings, are cleared in this system, energy moves through them like water through a riverbed. Traditions from shamanism to neuroscience reflect this truth. They don't create it. This system aligns with complexity science. Self-organization. Parts find their roles. Dissipative structures. Energy flows shape behavior. Autopoiesis. The system self-generates. Attractors. Stable patterns emerge when the system plays freely. But this isn't glib. Pain exists here too, like a storm in the village parable. Acknowledging it with humility, without forcing solutions, lets the system reset itself. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Your parts don't need fixing. They need space to dance. 2. Lila is the laughter beneath the struggle, the pattern behind chaos. 3. A cleared aperture isn't an achievement. It's a surrender. 4. The inner family speaks in symbols, not words. 5. Humility is the map's compass. It points to what you don't yet see. 6. Asterisk. Healing as aperture. Moving beyond the ego's grip. 1. Tuning fork. Haiku. Clearing the aperture. Light spills into fractured self. Whole again, not fixed.
Gut.
Healing is not an act of the self. It is a property of reality moving through cleared apertures. Emmanuel Santa Anna, The Luminous Map, forthcoming. Citation needed. 2. Parable, The Room with No Windows. A woman lived her whole life in a small room with no windows. She didn't know there was a world outside because she'd never seen it. The walls were thick and heavy, and she thought they were unbreakable. One day, she noticed that the walls felt slightly soft under her fingers, like paper. She pressed gently, and a small tear appeared. A sliver of light came through, then more, until the room was bathed in sunlight. But when she tried to step out, she hesitated. What if outside was dangerous? What if she wasn't strong enough? The light kept coming, though, and slowly. The walls crumbled not by her force, but because they were never meant to be solid in the first place. When she finally stepped through, she found herself standing in a field under an open sky where the wind moved freely and the air was alive with possibility. The room was still there, but it was no longer a prison. It had become a doorway. 3. Structure and technique. Practices that scale over time. Healing as aperture requires practices that gently clear space for reality to move through us. These techniques are universal yet profound, scaling in depth and integration over time. 1. Aperture breathing. Practice. Sit comfortably. Inhale deeply, imagining you're drawing in light or possibility through the crown of your head. Exhale fully, releasing whatever no longer serves. Scaling. Begin with 1 to 3 minutes daily. Over time, add layers. Name an emotion on the exhale and let it dissolve. Eventually, practice without structure, just letting breath be the aperture. 2. Silent witnessing. Practice. Sit quietly for 5 to 10 minutes, observing thoughts or sensations as if they are clouds passing in the sky. Do not engage. Simply witness. Scaling. Start with short periods, 1 to 3 minutes. Deepen by pairing with gentle movement, e.g., walking slowly while maintaining silence within. Advanced practice. Ask a part of yourself, what is your essence? And let answers emerge without judgment. Note, silent witnessing draws from mindfulness traditions, but is adapted here to focus on internal system observation. Citation needed for roots in mindfulness. 3. Movement as release. Practice. Spend 2 to 5 minutes moving gently, shaking out limbs, stretching, or walking slowly while focusing on a tense area of the body. Scaling. Begin without intention. Later, add curiosity. Where does this tension live in my system? Advanced practice. Move as if you are part of a larger, self-organizing dance, letting Lila, divine play, guide your steps. These practices mirror principles from complexity science. Self-organization, like an attractor in a dynamical system, apertures form naturally when conditions are right. Dissipative structures, movement, and breath act as dissipative forces, allowing energy to reorganize, citation needed for dissipative structures. Autopoiesis, the system, you, maintains itself through these practices, creating a living architecture of healing, Maturana and Varela, 1980. 4. Luminous definition. Luminous definition, aperture. A cleared space in the system of self, where reality flows unobstructed. It is not an absence but a presence, the gap between thoughts, the silence between notes, the pause before speech. Apertures are not created by force, but emerge through alignment with the self-organizing nature of being. They are portals through which healing, insight, and play, Lila, move effortlessly. 5. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. Where in your experience have you noticed an aperture, even a small one, opening without effort? 2. Middle, searing. What part of you has been clinging to the illusion that healing is something you must do, when it is actually the nature of reality moving through you? 3. End. How might you cultivate more apertures in your life, not as goals, but as natural expressions of being? 6. The body. Healing as Lila's play. Healing is not an act of will, nor is it something the ego can claim as its own achievement. It is, rather, a property of reality that moves through apertures, those cleared spaces in our being where resistance dissolves and possibility flows. These apertures are not created by force, but emerge when we align with the self-organizing nature of systems. This alignment is what Santa Ana calls Lila, the divine play within evolutionary intelligence. Lila is the third factor in emergent systems, distinct from the ego's struggles or the external forces that shape us. Citation needed for third factor. It is the spontaneous organization of complexity, where healing occurs not because we will it, but because reality, in its luminous wisdom, moves through the apertures we have unknowingly cleared. Think of a river carving its path through stone, not by force, but by persistence and playfulness. The river does not resist. It flows, and the stone yields. Similarly, healing is not an act of the self, but a yielding to the natural movement of reality through our being. When we cling to the ego's grip, believing that healing must come from our efforts or that we are separate from the process, we block these apertures. But when we allow ourselves to be fluid, like water finding its level, Lila emerges, the playful intelligence that organizes systems without force. This is not to say that pain or suffering disappears magically. Santa Ana acknowledges pain with rigor and warmth. It is real and must be held with humility, citation needed for this phrasing, if it is. Yet even in pain, there are apertures, moments where resistance softens and reality moves through us, not despite, but because of our complexity. The ego's grip tightens when we believe healing is something to achieve or control. But Lila, the play within intelligence, unfolds when we allow ourselves to be part of a larger, self-organizing system. Complexity science and healing. Healing as aperture aligns with principles from complexity science. Self-organization systems, including our inner landscapes, organize themselves when given space. Apertures are the spaces where this happens, citation needed for self-organization in healing context. Dissipative structures. Pain or tension can be seen as dissipative forces that, when released through breath or movement, allow new structures to emerge. Prigogine and Stengers, 1984. Attractors. The ego's grip is like a stable attractor, a pattern the system keeps returning to. Healing involves shifting to new attractors where Lila can play freely. The work of clearing apertures is not about overcoming the ego, but about seeing it as part of the larger system. The ego's resistance, when met with curiosity rather than force, becomes just another node in a network that can reorganize around health and wholeness. 7 second sentences. 1. Healing is not your doing. It is the aperture through which reality flows. 2. Lila is the dance of intelligence where systems organize without force. 3. Ego clings, reality flows, choose the river over the rock. 4. Pain is real, but apertures are realer. Hold both with humility. 5. Self-organization is not about control. It is about yielding to the play of being. 6. Cleared apertures are not goals. They are the natural spaces where healing lives. 7. Divine play, Lila, moves through cleared apertures, not despite complexity, but because of it. 8. 3. Exercise. Clearing the path, from blockage to flow. 1. Tuning fork. Haiku. Water finds its way. Through rocks, carving paths unseen. Flow returns anew.
Good.
The system that produces our lives is both the problem and the solution. Citation needed. Systems thinker. 2. Parable. The gardener and the thicket. Long ago, in a village nestled between misty hills, there lived a gardener named Alara. Her garden was known for its lush greenery and vibrant flowers, but one patch remained stubbornly thick with thorns, a place where even her most careful hands could not coax growth. One day, a traveler arrived at the village, carrying tales of distant lands where gardens thrived without struggle. The villagers gathered around Alara, asking, "How can we clear this thicket once and for all?" She smiled and said, The thicket is not the enemy. It is the garden's way of protecting its heart. Alara invited them to walk with her into the thicket. As they stepped carefully among the thorns, she pointed out how some plants grew taller, blocking sunlight, while others wove together, creating barriers unseen. But then, she noticed something, a small path, barely visible, where water trickled beneath the surface.
See, she said.
The thicket is not a wall. It is a river waiting to be unblocked. She knelt and began to dig, not with force, but with patience, clearing just enough to let the water flow. The villagers watched as the thorns softened, their edges no longer sharp but yielding, as if inviting them to play. When they returned the next day, the path was wider, and the garden around it burst with new life. The thicket was still there, but now it danced, a part of the garden's rhythm, not its resistance.
Trois structures et techniques, clearing aperture.
Blockages are not obstacles to be overcome. They are apertures waiting to be cleared. This is the work of luminous internal family systems, LIFS learning to see blockages as invitations to play, not problems to solve. Practices that scale over time. 1. Observing blockages. Begin by noticing where flow feels blocked in your life, whether in relationships, work, or creativity. Ask, what is this blockage protecting? What might it reveal if we approached it with curiosity rather than resistance? 2. Naming the parts. Identify the parts of your inner system that contribute to blockages, e.g., managers, protectors, and those that facilitate flow, e.g., exiles, guides. Use a simple map. Draw circles for each part and arrows showing how they interact. Over time, this map becomes a living architecture. 3. Shifting perspectives. Practice seeing blockages as dynamic systems, not static walls. For example, traffic jams are not just delays. They are moments where energy, people, cars, reorganizes itself. Ask, how can I engage with this blockage as if it were a game, not a chore? 4. Embodying Lila. Incorporate small acts of play into your day, doodling, humming, or moving without purpose. These are micro-practices of divine play. Notice how blockages soften when approached with this lightness. 4. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Aperture. Aperture. A cleared pathway in the inner system, where energy, attention, emotion, intention can flow without resistance. Unlike a pipe that forces water through, an aperture is a space where water finds its own way, divine play in action. 5. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. Where in your life do you feel blocked, and how might this blockage be inviting you to explore a new path? 2. Searing middle. What if your greatest struggles are not problems to solve but apertures waiting to be cleared, where the cosmic and the ridiculous meet as play? 3. End. How can you today align with the flow, not by forcing it, but by becoming more porous, like water finding its way? 6. The body, Lila as the mechanism of flow. Healing is not an act of the self. It is a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures. This is the work of Lila, divine play as the third factor in emergent systems, the real mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction. In complexity science, we talk about attractors, stable patterns that systems settle into over time. Some attractors are healthy, e.g., creativity, connection, while others are rigid, e.g., stagnation, conflict. Blockages are not the problem. They're the system's way of organizing itself before it can shift into a new attractor. Lila is the play that happens before the system stabilizes. It is the chaos from which order emerges, the dance of parts that clears apertures so that energy can flow. This is not about forcing harmony, but about aligning with the natural movement of systems, like water carving paths through rocks or a garden yielding to its own growth. Key ideas: blockages as mirrors. Every tradition, religious, psychological, spiritual, is a mirror of what we already are. The work is not adopting new beliefs, but clearing apertures so that what is already there can shine. Healing as emergence. Healing is not an act. It is what happens when apertures are cleared. It emerges from the system itself, like a dissipative structure forming in a fluid. Lila as evolutionary intelligence. Lila is the intelligence that organizes systems, not through top-down control, but through play, experimentation, and self-organization. 7 7-7 second sentences. 1. Blockages are not walls. They are the system's way of saying, play first. 2. Lila is the dance before the dance, where parts move without purpose, clearing space for meaning. 3. Healing is not an act. It is the property of reality that moves when apertures are clear. 4. Asterisk, the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size in L. Play Lila and evolutionary intelligence. Tuning fork. Haiku. Water flows and shapes. Lila dances on its surface. Evolution's soft hand.
Guok.
Play is the highest form of research. Albert Einstein. Citation needed. Verify or replace with a more accurate / authoritative source. Parable. The river's dance. Once, in the heart of a vast valley, there was a river that flowed with purpose, yet danced without reason. It carved paths through stone, not because it sought to build monuments, but because it played, bending, twisting, and swirling as if guided by an invisible hand. A wise old tortoise named Lila Who Knows watched the river from the shore. She had lived for centuries, and in that time, she had seen rivers rise and fall, carve canyons, and nourish lands. But what struck her most was not the river's strength or its depth, but the way it danced, how it seemed to laugh as it flowed. A young otter, curious and impatient, asked L. The radiant self, governance, complexity, and the way forward. Tuning fork. Haiku. Morning light spills. A single leaf dances on the breeze, teaching the tree to fly.
Profond quote.
The radiant self is not a thing to be possessed, but a field of play where governance emerges like the weather, ever-shifting, intelligent, and alive. Emmanuel Santa Anna, citation needed. Verify quote. Parable. Once, in a city where the rivers flowed with memory, there lived a man who believed he was the architect of his own life. He drew blueprints for his future, measured his progress with rulers and scales, and prided himself on his precision. But one day, he found himself standing before a great door, carved not with his own hands, but by the river itself, its surface shimmering with patterns he did not design. He knocked, but no one answered. Then he noticed that the door was not solid. It was made of water. The moment he pressed his palm to it, ripples spread outward, and for an instant, he saw reflections, not just of himself, but of others, of futures yet unborn, of systems far larger than his mind could grasp. The river did not demand that he build the door. It only asked him to dance upon its surface, to move with the current rather than against it. And so, he began to learn the language of play, how to step, how to yield, how to trust that the water would carry him where he was meant to go.
Structure et technique.
The practices below are designed to cultivate what we call aperture, the capacity to perceive and move with the intelligence of systems larger than the self. These are not techniques in the usual sense. They are invitations to align with the deeper currents of reality. 1. The breath as compass, accessible. Begin each day by placing one hand on your heart and the other on your belly. Breathe deeply, noticing how the breath is never yours alone. It rises and falls in rhythm with the earth's tide, the cycle of seasons, the invisible breath of all life. Spend 3 minutes simply observing this connection. No goal, no effort, only attention. 2. Mapping the inner landscape, deepening. Once a week, set aside time to walk your internal landscape as if it were a city or a river system. Use pen and paper to sketch its contours, not your thoughts, but the spaces between them. Where do you feel blocked? Where does movement flow effortlessly? Notice how these maps change over time, like a living architecture evolving in real time. 3. Dancing with attractors, advanced. Practice attractor mapping by observing your emotional and energetic states as they emerge and dissipate. When you sense a pull toward a particular pattern, e.g., anxiety, creativity, resistance, pause and ask, "What is this attractor inviting me to explore?" Then move with it, not against it, as if dancing with the current of a river. Over time, you'll begin to recognize that these attractors are not obstacles, but gateways to deeper self-organization. Luminous definition. Radiant self, the emergent, self-governing field of evolutionary intelligence within internal family systems, IFS. It is neither a fixed identity nor a collection of parts, but the dynamic interplay between them, a living architecture where governance arises like weather from the interplay of earth, air, and water. To align with it is to dance with complexity itself. Three appreciative questions. One, opening question. Where in your life have you already glimpsed this radiant self, the moment when governance felt effortless, as if the system were guiding itself? Two, searing middle question, challenging. What are you still trying to control that the universe has already learned how to play with? Three, closing reflection. If your inner family were a living city, what would it look like when it was fully aligned? What would its rivers, bridges, and open spaces teach you about governance? The body, the actual teaching. Lila is not a destination. It is the water everything swims in. It is the divine play of evolutionary intelligence, the third factor in emergent systems, the real mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction. But here, we do not invoke laws or attractions. We invite you to wade into the river itself. Healing, in this framework, is not an act of the self, but a property of reality moving through cleared apertures, like light passing through stained glass, fracturing into colors that were always there, waiting to be seen. Every tradition, every map, every system you have ever encountered is a mirror of what you already are, a living architecture of parts in dynamic relation. The work, then, is not about finding yourself or becoming whole. It is about clearing apertures, those spaces where the cosmic and the ridiculous meet as one size. From this place before form, play becomes the language of intelligence. You do not master Lila. You learn to speak its dialect. This is where governance emerges, not from control, but from alignment with real complexity science. Think of it like living systems theory or developmental biology, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, and attractors are the grammar of this language. These are not abstract concepts. They are how systems, whether cells, ecosystems, or inner families, actually govern themselves. When you align with these principles, something remarkable happens. The radiant self is not a thing you possess, but a field you inhabit, a way of being where governance arises as naturally as the weather. It does not demand that you build the door. It invites you to dance upon its surface. But how does this look in practice? How do you cultivate apertures, clear blockages, and align with evolutionary intelligence without losing yourself in the process? 7 7-second sentences. 1. Lila is not magic. It is the physics of play. 2. Governance emerges when you stop trying to steer the river. 3. Every tradition is a mirror. Look closely enough, and you'll see your own reflection dancing. 4. Healing is not an act. It is a property of reality moving through cleared spaces. 5. The radiant self is not a thing but a field, like gravity or the tide. 6.